Hi, Elijah.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you this Monday?
doing good so far.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Elijah, my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and so I handle pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been speaking, I believe, with Charmaine, my representative, and I know she does a good job explaining the basics of the program. So I'm just taking a quick look at the notes, and she was asking, in fact, if I could apply an established business rate for you. I think you mentioned 5 years in business now.
Yes.
Congratulations. Very good.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Did you, before we get into like the price and details, did you have any questions like as far as programming, how it works, placement we do? Anything at all?
My thing is just price. My thing is just price. And I might have to put you on hold here for a second. My customer just got here. I was waiting for him to pull up.
That's okay. Listen, if you need to put me on hold, I do not mind because I'm trying to help your business not hurt it. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Yes. 1 second then.
Okay.
Yes, I'm back now.
Okay, no worries. So I wanted to ask you, I was actually doing a quick search for the company by name, Elijah. I see the website, Facebook, Angie's Leads, used to be called Home Advisor back in the day. But you have some really good photos of your work. I was admiring the website. As well as the Facebook page has a lot of beautiful pictures. Is this what you're currently utilizing to market the business, or how are you generating more new clients right now?
Pretty much new clients are just coming from word of mouth, or they're coming from that Angie's lead.
Okay. So you're getting a good response on the Angie's leads. I'm so glad to hear that. It's a really great directory.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you're on the pay-per-lead program, or are you doing the opportunities with them?
I'm on the pay-per-lead one.
Okay. Okay. So with our program, the way that it works here, Elijah, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program, and there's no contracts. We don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. Now, I did want to confirm, so you're based out of Frisco, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And you're covering a 20-mile radius for both residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to offer you our Platinum package to get started with, because that one includes Google and Facebook marketing. With the established business rate, you would be looking at a monthly rate of $299 a month, month to month. It'll come with a one-time $99 setup fee, but the setup fee is just to cover your programming. So to get started, it would be $398, the initial investment, $299 every month after that. No contracts.
And that just, yeah, and that just covers advertising, correct? It doesn't cover anything else?
What it's going to include, we're going to get you verified through Google, create the Google business profile, optimize you, maintain you on the first page, whether they're looking for fencing, if they're looking for decks or any of the services that you offer, they're going to find your company immediately and call you directly. We also create content for you on Bing. You'll have profiles on Yelp and Apple Maps. Now we're going to run Facebook advertising. So Facebook ads are going to retarget anyone who does a search on Google and they go to their Facebook page. Your ad will appear on their feed. They're going to see it. But that's also going to help you reach more new potential clients. And we can actually run those ads to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So when they click on your ad, they're calling you directly. A lot of our clients have really seen great results. We make sure that your website be attached wherever we list your business. We're not going to tinker with your website. We just want to ensure that they're able to view it as well. And then we cover the mobile platform. So if someone's doing a search like from their iPhone or their Android or their tablet, they can also find you on that first page of Google. So it's like basically covering all of your bases. And it's a month-to-month program, like I said, with no contracts.
Definitely.
And when I say that their calls coming directly to you, that means that it's your phone number listed there. You're not going to receive like a lead with their contact information. When someone's performing a search on Google, typically it's the service that they're ready to purchase. And that's why they're performing that search. It's usually where 90% of searches will start and stop. So they're direct calls to you.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely sounds like something I can be interested in. Is there any way to waive that initial $99?
Well, let me see. If I could, let me apply something. So if I can get the code to waive the setup fee for you to at least help you in that way, and it would just be the $299 for you to get it started today, I mean, would you be willing to give it a shot? I mean, this way we can prove it to you?
Yeah, I would definitely be willing to give it a shot, see what we can do.
Let me grab this code, because you already have your own website, so it's not like we need to build that for you. So let me grab this code, so that way I can get that setup fee waived to help you. And whatever way I can, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? At least what I'm limited
sounds
to
good,
doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me do this. Awesome, because this is going to waive your setup fee. So this rate, right, the $299 a month, is a rate that you're grandfathered in. So whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years, that price, Elijah, will never change on you for as long as you're with us on a monthly basis, okay? So I'm able now to waive that setup fee. So it'd be just the $299 for you to start it, $299 every month after that. We'll ask you to stick it out 2 months. Okay, it's a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly and you can cancel at any time. All right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then so,
how long after that? So you're saying that covers Facebook marketing,
uh-huh.
Google front page,
yes.
Bing. I forgot what you said about Bing.
You'll be on the first page. Yes, I'll go over it with you. So you'll be on the first page of Google local map. You're going to be on the first page of Bing. We're going to submit you to Yelp. So you'll have a profile on Yelp and Apple Maps. That's part of our directory submission. Now, also, we'll do the Facebook advertising. We're not going to be posting on your... Excuse me?
You cut out there for a second.
Oh, okay. I mentioned Yelp and Apple Maps is part of our directory submission.
About the Bing?
So,
yeah,
I did mention Bing as well. So first page, it's going to be Google, Bing. It's going to be Yelp and Apple Maps. So you'll have profiles on there as well. We're going to do the Facebook advertising. So we're not going to be posting on your Facebook. We're going to be doing the ads. So that way we retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So we'll do the ad creation. You're not going to incur click fees off the ads because you're paying a flat rate. Okay. We're going to also make sure that your website is attached wherever we list your business. And then we cover anyone who uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet when they use those devices that they can still find you on the first page of Google as well. Okay.
Definitely. And that first page of Google, this basically you all set up the keywords.
Yes. We do all of that. Uh-huh. Now, that'll be conducted in your client interview. We'll discuss a lot more about your keywords, the areas you want to target, the creation of your Facebook ads. Like, they're going to go over all of that way more in detail. But definitely, we're the ones managing all of it for you so that you can focus on your job. You still hold ownership of your Google Business Profile page that we create. You hold ownership of your Facebook page. Your website, we don't tinker with the website, remember. We're just going to make sure that it's always attached where you're listed. So that way people can see the quality work that you do, you know? So all of that's included. Okay? I see that there's an email for you, Elijah. I don't know if this is the correct email for me to send everything in writing to you as well as your receipt. I have certified outdoor services with an S at the end at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm sending you right now are two emails. The first email that you will receive, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one says Google and Facebook marketing, and it shows that the cost is $299 a month for the Platinum package month to month. There's no setup fee in that, okay, because I've waived it.
Yeah.
Everything that we're including in that package. The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. The beauty for me of this program is being able to track your results with us. So you're not just having to take our word for it that, hey, the program's working. You'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for, Elijah. You can see how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search. You could even track the phone calls that you're getting from new customers. So I'm sending you an example of that as well. Okay? So you have an idea of how the tracking system will look. Now, on this phone that we're speaking on, can you also receive text messages?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to actually send you right now two text messages. So the first one, even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I still like for you to have my information for your records. So I just sent you mine that says, hi, this is Nadine Medina with my phone number and my extension. Okay? Now, this second text is going to have the number to our customer service department. We're, in fact, here within our company, and we're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Whenever you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here for you Monday through Friday, from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You're actually 2 hours ahead of us. So we're always here for you 9 to 6. Now I'm going to ask you to save that 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash so that you never lose our phone number. And I have already also included your login credentials for your client dashboard reporting system. It'll show you that your username is going to be your phone number and that your password is going to say get photos, all lowercase. So it's also embedded in that text that I sent you. Okay? We'd like to send you the credentials ahead of time. All right? It sounds like you're driving, but did you hear anything come through, like a text message?
I can see the text messages pop up. I haven't read them, though.
Okay, so you did get both. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, Elijah, this is just for the account purpose. Do you spell your name E-L-I-J as in John, A-H?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Integrity. H-E-G-A-R-T-Y.
Hegarty, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the number for clients to contact you on, is that going to be the number that we're speaking on, the 972-510-9608?
Yes.
And that would be the best number also for us to contact you on in case if we have like an update on the account?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the company name, as I see it, like on Facebook and also on your website, is Certified Outdoor Services. That's how it should be reading,
yeah.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Google is going to verify you, and typically you're verified at what we call a home office, right? It's because you are mobile. No one comes to, like, a storefront where you have products that you sell or to pick out tile, right? So what is the address that you want to be verified at? It cannot be a P.O. box. Typically, people verify themselves at their home address, which is their home office.
Okay, then that's fine. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Is that going to be the one? It's the one that, is it the one that I see on Angie's, the 1665 Crown Point Drive?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's Frisco 95036, correct?
No, 75036.
75036. Okay.
Yeah.
Now
did
I'm gonna let. No, I probably read it backwards.
Oh,
I don't know. All of a sudden, dyslexia. What do they call that? Kicked in. I have
yeah.
Seven. Okay. I noticed that they have you. Okay, on Angie's, they have it as 75034.
Yeah, that's when I was setting it up with them as well, it comes up as different zip codes just because it went through a zone. That area went through like a zone change, and so they changed the zip code. So, yeah. So some systems still recognize the 3-4, and then some systems recognize 3-6.
Okay, so it's the 3-6, right?
Yeah, that's the new one.
Okay.
Though. Whatever your system come up as.
My system's coming up as 3-6.
Yeah,
do you typically do the 3-4 or the 3-6? You tell me.
I do the 3-6. Yeah, I do the 3-6.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll keep it as that. All right. Now, one thing I do want to let you know as well, that address is going to be hidden. Google doesn't want anyone knowing where you live at.
Okay.
Because, again, you're not a storefront.
Yeah.
Okay, so just an FYI.
Yeah, I've been meaning to call Angie about that one. I didn't know they were going to put that on there.
Yeah, I don't know how their process is. I know we work with a lot of their clients too, and their addresses show on there. I don't know what the concept is behind that, but maybe you might be able to ask them if, hey, can you at least hide the physical part? Just keep the state and the zip is fine, right, in the city. But maybe get rid of the rest. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Elijah, so for the payment that you're making today, I'm going to be walking you through. It's what we call a 90-second voice verification, and it's recorded for your protection. What it's going to do is actually outline our service agreement. It'll go over the billing date, that it's a 2-month verbal agreement, what the amount is. Again, you're paying monthly. It'll also state in there too, Elijah, that let's say you need to pause or cancel the account, right, for whatever reason. We're going to ask you, just contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. There's no cancellation fee. We just part as friends. Simple as that. Okay? Now,
yeah.
When I'm walking you through it, please, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I always like to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, and then is there a certain reason on your end or the back end that there's a verbal agreement for the 2 months?
Yes, and I'm going to explain why before we even start the verification, okay? So here's the thing. None of this is going to happen overnight, right? Everything's a process. So the reason that we ask for the 2-month verbal agreement is because we don't want you to leave before the magic happens. So just to kind of go over the timeline with you on how this will all work. So today, when we get you set up, I'm also going to schedule your client interview. I prefer to do it today because, or no later than tomorrow, because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving too. So from the time that you complete your client interview, we're moving. 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories, and you're also going to be able to start logging in and tracking your results with us in your client dashboard. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads, those will be live. So remember, even if someone does a search on Google but they don't call you, they're on Facebook, they're going to see your ad appear. Okay? So that's going to also help you. Now, what we state, and this is in our terms and conditions, what we send to you in writing, for us to get you verified, create your profile, optimize it, and manage it on that first page, that could take 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise. Many times, I will say, Elijah, where I've seen it happen sooner. However, that's the timeline we're going to promise you, 30 to 45. So I want to be very transparent. It's not going to happen overnight. This is why we ask you to at least stick it out 2 months, so that you're comparing your first month to your second month. We also know that it's important, too, for you to start getting calls as quickly as possible. So that's why we're able to get the Facebook ads and the other directory submission going a lot sooner, so that you can start generating the calls. Okay? So this is why we ask for the 2-month verbal commitment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, it's not going to happen overnight. I don't want to mislead you and have you thinking tomorrow you're on the first page of Google, because we're having to get you through the verification process. I say that, you would be surprised. I've had some say, well, other companies told me they'll get me up there in a week. I'm all, that's impossible. Impossible. Unless if they're running Google ads. And even then, Google ads is going to take 7 to 14 days. Not even Google can get you on the first page that quick. Okay?
Yeah.
Does that all make sense now?
Definitely.
Okay. So did you have any other questions before we go through the voice verification recording?
No, that should be all. And in side note, so the mm-hmm. Google page, so the Google listing, and then the Yelp page, and then other all the services that y'all provide that I'm paying for these first 2 months. Initially, if ever in the future we parted ways for any reason, are those mine, or are those y'all?
They're yours. They don't disappear. They're yours. So even during the time that we're managing these pages, you're holding ownership. We're just listed as managers. That is it. Like on your Facebook page, you're only listing us as a manager, so that way we can manage your Facebook ads. We are not the owners. Same thing with your Google Business profile. Even though we're creating it and getting you verified, you hold ownership to that actual profile page. We are not the owners of it. We're just managers. So even if we parted ways, like, we're not going to hold it hostage because we're only managers, right? I will tell you this. If you ever parted ways, the only thing that's going to happen is eventually you would fall off the first page because we're not managing to keep it there, right? And, well, your Facebook ads wouldn't be running anymore because we're not servicing them. But your Yelp profile, the Bing, the Apple Maps, those are all still going to be visible. Everything is still there. we can't erase it. Like with Angie's, if you were to quit them, the day that you ever decided, I don't want to renew or I just want to quit, eventually all your information will disappear because they're a directory that you have your profile on. With Google, it's Google we're talking about. And even with Yelp, these are profiles that are created. You can't erase them. Okay. So yeah, I mean, yeah, they wouldn't disappear. We would just part ways. We part as friends. You know what I mean?
Okay, definitely.
Yeah,
okay.
And you still, like I said, you still hold full ownership. So I don't want you to worry about any of that. And it's a great question to ask. You would be surprised. Some things that people hear and it's like, oh my gosh. And in fact, it's even stated in our terms and conditions that you hold the ownership of your pages for the Google Business profile as well as the Facebook. Because of the fact that we've heard stories where people have had issues in the past. So we specifically mention it on our terms and conditions, okay?
Yeah.
Does that kind of clarify?
Definitely.
I appreciate you asking questions. I'm going to tell you why. I encourage it. Listen, I welcome the questions because when they don't ask, my mom would always tell us, and she even says it now, closed mouth doesn't get fed. You got to ask.
Definitely.
Okay. So any other questions before we start the recording for the verification?
That should be all.
Okay. Well, if you have any, even during the voice verification, please feel free and interrupt me. Okay. That's not a problem. I want to make sure we address any questions you have. Okay. So what I'm going to do now, Elijah, is I'm going to turn on the recording. But again, if there's something that, you know, you're just not quite sure, just ask so that I can review it with you and then rephrase it. Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Certified Outdoor Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Elijah Hegarty, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important, Elijah, that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, I want to explain this, okay? Sometimes we might call you with an update, right? We know you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the phone. So all we ask is at least respond to us within 24 business hours, okay? Now, I also want you to be aware that once you start having more online presence, you might get a company that's calling you, that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $299 a month. Okay? Now, even if you're not sure, like, is this Local Splash actually calling me or not, we are going to put a security question on your account. I encourage you to always ask, what is my security question? When they hang up on you, that's how you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay? So just be aware. What would you like for your security question? You have the choice, Elijah, where it could either be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mother's maiden name?
Hegarty.
Hegarty. Okay. Now, again, like I mentioned to you, if it's for whatever reason, you know, they even said they were local splash, always still ask, no matter what, ask them, what's my security question? You should always ask that, okay? We do this for your protection, okay? Now,
definitely.
In hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Would you like
would
me to explain
mean...
this one? Let me explain
yeah,
it. Because I'll tell you, I typically do, so don't worry. So what we're saying here is this. We're not saying you can't do additional marketing. Okay, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that before you do, okay, give us a call and just give us a heads up. This is what I'm thinking of doing. We will reference it and make sure it's not a service that we're providing. If we're not providing it, we're going to tell you go for it because it's not going to interfere with what we're doing. But let's say you called us and you're like, hey, I'm going to sign up with this company to run Facebook ads. We would tell you, Elijah, don't do it because we're already running your Facebook ads. And this is going to hurt you more instead of helping you and you're spending more money. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Okay, so we're just saying just give us a call so we can make sure that it's not already a service that we're providing you because, again, we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Definitely. Yeah, and
okay.
As far as those ads go on Facebook or Google or et cetera, wherever the ad is, when a customer clicks on that ad, does that direct
charge you
to my website or my number or does that direct them to y'all's website?
No. It'll go to you.
From your website, they go to mine.
So on the Facebook ad, so on the Google profile, they click on your phone number, they are calling you directly. Okay? Now, on your Facebook ad, we put, it's called a call to action button on it. So you could either choose that when they click on it, they call you. If it'll say call us. So when they click on it, they call you. If it says message us, that means you're getting a message through Facebook Messenger, not a text message. Or if it says learn more, it'll take them straight to your website. So it's whatever you prefer. Typically, I'll tell you this. If you're not one that's always on your Facebook Messenger, typically they either, usually business owners want it to be a click to call or clicking to take them straight to their website. So you can choose however you want it to be, but typically people like the click to call because you would just rather get the call directly to you, right? Rather than through a message on Facebook Messenger. So it's not coming to us to call. Like all calls are directly to you. They wouldn't be clicking to get to our website. It would be clicking to get to your website because it would be your website that would be linked to it. So it's whichever call to action
button
you want on it. Okay. Make sense?
Definitely.
Okay. So just going back in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is May 20th, 2024. In the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means, Elijah, your second payment will be charged on June 20th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, okay, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th day, in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you to save in your contacts under Local Splash, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, Elijah, we do ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due so that you don't get charged. So, you know, I just got to make sure to call 3 business days before the 20th to pause or cancel it so I don't get charged on that billing date. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. And
okay.
Okay. Are we done with the recording? Or?
Yes, we are. Uh-huh. And then what was your question?
Yeah. 5 questions. Yeah. So as far as – so with Angie, if I ever have a – if I ever need assistance or I have a problem, there's a direct person I go to that set up my account. The same way with y'all, or there's no direct person I go to? Or
there's no direct person. Yeah, there's no direct person, and I'll tell you why. Because we have a team that's actually dedicated to your account, right, that's managing it. So depending on if it's an issue with your Facebook ad or if it's an issue with your Google Business profile, right, so that's why we have a team that's dedicated to it. So you're always going to contact customer service. Now, I will tell you, you also have my contact information as well. Even though I'm just the lead on the account, I still like for you to have my info, okay? Let's just say, Elijah, it's something urgent, okay? You can't wait, right? You need to really talk to someone right now. So you can always call me. I can send them the message. Client needs contact ASAP, right? This is the issue or what have you. So that someone can get to you right away. I cannot make the change, but I can send the message if it's something that urgent. You know what I mean? But one specific person assigned to your account, no. It's going to be a team that's dedicated to your account. And I will tell you this. We really, really pride ourselves in customer service because we have to be attentive to our clients. We want to retain you for a long time. Okay? We want you to be a long-time client because the program is working. Not because you're stuck on a contract or anything like that. So trust me, if you were to cancel on us, even at 3 months, we're still losing money. We don't start seeing profit until you've been with us at least 4 or 5 months. So believe me, we're gonna do everything we can to make sure that you're getting a good return on what you're investing with us so that you are around for a long time. Because as long as you're making money, right, and you're being successful, that's going to also equal our success as well.
Definitely. And what is the – yeah, I'm trying to just make sure I have no questions while I have you on the phone.
Yeah, no, of course not.
No.
That's what I'm here for.
No, we should be good. Yeah, so as soon as – so as far as range goes, you know, before I can start to see a sort of improvement – you know, call-wise or, you know, any sort of...
I'm going to say this.
You're saying within 30 and 40 days?
I'm going to say this. The first month, a lot of it is the programming. The first month. Now, that's not to say, Elijah, that you won't get some calls. You might get some calls in the first month. Because remember, the Facebook ads are up and running within 7 to 14. The directory submission, so those directories you're listed on within 5 to 7 days. So there is a possibility that you could already start generating calls in that first month, okay? Even though a lot of it is the programming. I will say the strength of the program is going to be in that second month because 30 to 45 days is the timeline that we're always going to promise you for the first page placement on Google. I will say, yes, at times, I have seen it happen sooner. But I'm still going to give you the timeline of 30 to 45 days because I would rather that we under-promise and over-deliver. You see what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So even if you're not on Google yet, right, but someone's performing that search looking for someone to install a fence, right, they're looking for a whole new fence that they need installed. When they go to their Facebook page, they're going to see your ad appear. So it's still going to retarget them as performing the search on the keywords that pertain to your services. Because that's what's considered retargeting. So that's why I mentioned the Facebook ads work well too, because even if they're not finding you on Google when they're performing the search, right, but they go to their Facebook page, as long as they're within your area, they're seeing your ad appear. It's that constant reminder, like, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. And that's why those Facebook ads are successful. I prefer Facebook ads, I'll be honest with you, over the Google ads because it's a much higher conversion rate. It's a 9% conversion rate compared to Google ads that are 4%, and Google ads are more expensive. I mean, don't get me wrong, they work, but I feel for you, you're going to have more success with the Google local listing and the Facebook ads together. That you're going to have more success with that, and it's not as much of an investment.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's all I have so far.
Okay, great questions, great questions. And again, I welcome them. Okay. Now, Elijah, the card that you're using, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's just in my name.
Okay, and it's just Elijah Hegarty, or is there like a middle initial?
No, that's all.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the 1665 Crown Point Drive?
Yeah.
Okay, is the zip code on it ending with 34 or 36? Do you know?
36.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then what is the card number whenever you're ready?
4707-9305-4492-3470.
Expiration, month and year.
0227.
Okay, and the CVV code on the back?
505.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing now is I'm going to be updating the package and then processing the payment. In a couple minutes, you're going to get the receipt sent both to your email and to you in a text message, and then we'll go over that in a couple minutes too. Now, the next thing I want you to think about is how your schedule looks for today. Okay, I would like to schedule your client interview today, but no later than tomorrow. Again, depending on your availability, right? The client interview, what we do is we block out an hour, but it can take about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, Elijah, just depending like on how many questions or even details you have, okay? But I do want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. So how does your schedule look for later today? Do you think you might have any time available to do your client interview, or do you want to do it for tomorrow? You let me know. I mean, I can throw out some times to you that I have for later today, and you can let me know what works for you.
Yeah, tell me what times you have today, and if none of those work, then we can schedule tomorrow.
Okay. So for today, the time that I give you is going to be in your time zone, because remember, you're 2 hours ahead of us, okay? So
today
I have an appointment 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6.
Four to five could work. I'll have kids with me then, so
it depends on how rowdy they are. It depends on. Well, don't give them any sugar. No, I'm just playing. Hey, you're gonna laugh when I tell you this, but I sugar my grandkids up and I send them home. And that's the first thing our daughters will tell us, like, do not give them candy. And my husband's a big. The kids already know. Grandpa, can I go in your snack drawer? Because he's got all kinds of, like, junk food for them, right? And I'm more of the, like, no, you guys need to eat your veggies for eat your dinner. Or, you know what I mean? He's just like, yeah, go ahead, have whatever you want. So my daughters are like, no, you cannot. They get so upset with them. So,
you
got to spoil them and then send them off. So, okay. So do you want the 4 to 5, 5 to 6, or again, there's also a 3 to 4. You let me know what's going to work for you.
Let's do tomorrow morning.
Okay. Tomorrow, I can tell you the earliest that I have. So tomorrow, I have, again, this is going to be in your time zone, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, whatever time works for you.
Yeah, let's do 9 to 10.
9 to 10. Okay. So what I'm sending you right now, and I'll probably only need like 5 more minutes and then we'll be all done because I know you got to work too. I'm sending you this calendar invite, Elijah, and it's just going to let you know that your appointment tomorrow is going to be between 9 and 10 o'clock. Now, we'll be calling you from an 877 number, so just make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Let's say when we call you tomorrow, you're like in the middle of a job, right, or you need 5 or 10 more minutes. Just pick up the call and just say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay? And then we'll also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, just in case if it, like, slips your mind, right? So let me send you that invite. And then finance came back, and I think maybe I might have put a number in wrong, but it masks all of it. I can't even see what the number is, just the last four. But it says I have an invalid account, so I'm thinking I might have put in a number wrong. I have the expiration date as February of 27. The CVV code is 505, and I only see the last four numbers being 3470 because it masks the rest.
Yeah, the last four is 9470.
Well, what did I tell you? 9470, correct? Oh, my gosh, Nadine.
Yes.
Okay. Either I had too much coffee or it hasn't kicked in yet.
let me know if it works now.
Okay. Give me one second. Okay. Now, we'll also be going through just a few notes for my technician so that they know where to start from. Okay? So could you do me a favor and just give me the whole number because it wouldn't even let me change the last four?
Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready.
4707-9305-4492-9470.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4707-9305-4492-9470, correct?
That looks correct.
Okay. I like how we both said 9470. You're like, do you hear the 9?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm saying it wrong. So I try to make sure
you know
I'm
what?
Saying it correct this time.
That happens to me. I'm looking right at the number that'll say like 972, but I'll say 792, and I'm looking right at it. You know what I mean? And I'm saying it wrong. So it happens. I get it. Okay. So that went through. Now, I want to go over the services that you want to be listed for, okay? So I know, obviously, like I saw on your website, cedar fencing. Did you want me to notate it like that or just fencing?
You can just put just fencing on there.
Okay. So fencing,
does it
what
help
else?
To have it, does it
well,
help
unless
to
if you want specific,
like
or unless if you want, because sometimes, let's say, for example, there's some people that do remodeling, but they only want bathroom remodels. They don't want kitchens. They don't want full remodels. They only want strictly to focus on bathroom. So that's why I ask, are you just strictly focusing just on cedar or is it all types of fencing?
All types of fencing.
Okay. So here's what I read like on your website and you let me know what works. So I'm thinking fencing because I see you do like chain link, ranch pipe, wrought iron. What about, do you want me to notate the electric driveways and decks?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
You can do that. We don't have to put we don't have to do that. Yeah.
No? Okay, so electric driveway gates. Now, I see landscaping on there. Is that more like the hardscape or the landscaping maintenance?
It's more just basic landscaping. But, like, some of it, like, so our main source of income is fences, all types of fences, you know, from residential, commercial to ranches, and stuff like that. And then when the landscaping comes into play, it's kind of the more we're doing it for a customer we already have.
Oh.
Landscaping is not something we're going out and looking for. Just because it doesn't bring in as much money. Because typically with residential houses, you know, they're just doing little flower pots in the front, you know. And there's not much money in that, especially when you're paying guys.
So that's at your discretion then, basically. Like, depending on your client. Like, if they're like, hey, can you do some of this? You're like, yeah, you know what? I could do it since I'm already here. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So just strictly fencing then is all you want to be found for. I mean, like getting calls for fencing, not getting calls for landscaping, right? What about
I wouldn't
want to
get calls for landscaping.
Okay, but definitely the electric driveway gates are fine too.
Yeah, the electric, the driveway gates, the fences, all types of fences that are listed on there.
Uh-huh.
Tree removals, we can do tree removals.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
I'm trying to see what else is on there. I think that, what about retaining walls?
That's kind of another thing. That's kind of on like base, that's kind of on like a per job basis, you know? Sometimes we'll build the wall to put our post in on the fence.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
We could,
We'll just leave that at your discretion. Now, do keep in mind,
yeah,
you can make changes at any time, okay? It's not set in stone that that's all you can be found for, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm still going to be putting, like, the cedar fencing, the wrought iron fencing, the chain link, and that ranch pipe one, only because if someone is specifically looking for that, I want them to find you. Other than if you don't want it, then we just remove it. It's not a big deal. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then, now, I just ask out of habit. It is not a requirement. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
In the process. Well, Texas, we don't really need a certain license.
Licensing,
We do. Yeah.
Okay. But insurance in the process?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let me see here. Okay, I got your website attached there, Facebook page. Okay, now you do have an option. We could put a tracking number that would be linked to your phone. So instead of them seeing your physical phone number, they see a tracking number. Okay, it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. You can track your calls, your messages. You could even block if a spam call came in. Are you interested in a tracking number? It doesn't cost you more. Okay, it's just an option. Or do you prefer that it just be your physical phone number listed there? Totally up to you.
Yeah, my physical phone number would be fine.
Okay, perfect. If at any time, let's say you changed your mind, you want the tracking number, let us know. We can add it. It doesn't cost you anything. Okay? Now, do you want me to put you at the 20-mile radius? As we discussed earlier, Facebook ads, I will tell you, they can cover as far as 50 miles. That's the furthest.
Yeah. We can start with, what kind of mileage do you recommend?
Well, it's really how far you want to travel. Even if you started with 30 or 40, and you can always change it at any time, it's just really how far you're willing to travel. It's not going to go any further than 50 miles. So, like, let's say you told me, let's start it at 30. It's like drawing a circle 30 miles around you and throwing a blanket over it. That's what the ads are going to cover. Anything that's within a 30-mile radius from your zip code.
Yeah.
So wherever you want to start, totally up to you.
Yeah, we can go ahead and do, 25-mile radius.
Okay.
I'm trying to debate. I don't want to end up, you know,
in Timbuktu.
Driving, you know, yeah.
So listen, we'll put 25. If you feel like you want to scale it back, let us know and we'll scale it back. Not a big deal. Okay?
Okay.
Or if you want to increase it. Now, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
A call is fine.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation? I saw Sunday you're closed, but I thought I saw you are Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Sunday is closed. It's on your website.
Yeah, Monday through Saturday. Yeah.
Okay. Monday through Saturday is good?
Yes.
Okay. with Sunday being closed. Okay. And what forms of payments do you typically take?
We can take cash, check. Some people like the money apps. Or we can take credit card. It just charges them a service fee.
Okay. So I'm going to put, let me go here. Cash, check, credit card. Do you do Zelle or Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, any of those that
yes.
you want me to notate?
Yeah, we can do it.
So Zelle?
We can do Zelle. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want me to note on there or just those is fine?
That should be all, yeah. As long as you got
okay.
cash, check, Zelle, and
okay.
credit or debit card.
Okay, perfect. Now, there's two messages or emails that I want you to find. One is going to say action photos needed to verify your business. You'll probably see that one first before your receipt.
Yeah, I see. Well, I haven't opened any of them. One's a Google and Facebook marketing, client dashboard, invitation,
uh-huh.
local splash. Action needed, yeah, pictures, yeah.
Okay, so this one I'm going to explain to you. So for us to get you verified through Google faster, Google requires photos of the following items. So we send you a list, okay? So, for example, send us a picture of your work tools and or work equipment, okay? Send us a picture of your work truck or your work van with the license plate showing. Send us a photo of your business license, business insurance. I know you're in the process of that, so don't worry about it. If you have business registration, right, send us a photo of that. If you hand out business cards, send us a picture of your business card. Send us a photo of your workspace. Workspace is like if you store your tools in the corner of your garage, send us a picture of that. Send us the photos of what you can and the ones that you don't have. Don't worry about it. This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster because Google's doing everything digital now, okay? So it's actually a benefit for you because it's going to weed out the guys that aren't the legitimate companies that take away business from those of you that are, okay? Now, the other one will say initial invoice. And it'll say, Elijah, thank you for choosing Local Splash. I want to make sure you see that one there, too. Are you still driving?
No, I'm working now.
Okay. Because I want to walk you through this one as well. It probably came either before or after the welcome one.
Yeah, Google and Facebook marketing.
It'll say, hello, Elijah. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email.
Okay, yes, I got that.
Okay. I'm going to walk you through this. Now, towards the bottom, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. What you're going to do is you're going to click on that. And now it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
I'm here now.
Okay. So I'm going to walk you through this. Now, just FYI, because we've been on the phone almost an hour and it might time out on me, I did not hang up on you. I promise I will call you right back, okay? I just don't like getting caught off guard like that. Okay. So under your services, you're going to have the Google Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. So again, you're going to hold the ownership of it. We are just managers. Okay. The client will retain full ownership of their Google Business Profile. It's stated in there. You're going to have the directory submissions. The customized website doesn't apply to you because you have your own website. Now, Facebook Business Page Access, again, you're going to add us on as managers, okay, not owners. Again, it says right there, the client may request ownership of the business Facebook page at any time through the email. That's if we were setting it up ourselves. But since you're going to add us on as managers, okay, the ownership is yours, not ours. We're just listed as managers.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to run your Facebook ads. Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are not part of your program, but they are products that we also assist with. I would tell you, if anything, Google Guaranteed is definitely a great program. It's a pay-per-lead program, but there's certain requirements for that program. If you're ever interested in it, these kind of leads are leads that come to you in the form of a phone call, and you don't share them with anyone. They're only being sent to you, okay?